Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel Broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there, and good Thursday to you, dear friend. Thank you so much for joining us here today for the Sounds of Faith. Amen. A ministry outreach of the Faith Baptist Church here in Shelby, North Carolina. Pastor Barry Goodman, I'm his associate, Brother Johnny Owens, and your host here on the Monday through Friday broadcast time here on this good radio station, or maybe on the internet where you're finding a place of listening. We're thankful for you being there in your place, because I've always said there'd be no need for me to be here if you were not there. Amen, and thank you for joining us. We'll get right into the program. We played an instrumental by Brother Dale back on Tuesday. Brother Dale he's been visiting us some on Sunday night. Their church doesn't have a church service on Sunday night, and Brother Don Swearingen has been bringing him, and Brother Dale's blind, and he has a service dog that helps him. But Dale really does play the piano good, and he is going to play one for us to get us started off today. Just a little medley of songs I believe you'll enjoy and be touched in your heart. Amen, Brother Dale. Yeah. Wasn't that good? Amen. Praise God. I tell you what, it's amazing. It's amazing, the gift. I mean, just the talent by itself is amazing. I mean, anybody can play like that. Amen. But to do it not being able to see, I mean, and tell me that's not a miracle. I tell you, that's just the goodness and the graciousness and the greatness of our God. Amen. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church, an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist church. We'd love to have you come and visit with us. If you don't have a church home, we'll meet this coming Lord's Day at 10 o'clock for Sunday school, and we're covering some Thanksgiving thoughts as well in the adult Bible class that I teach. We meet at 10 o'clock, and we have classes for all ages. And so if you have a family, we have the proper classes for their age group by qualified spirit-filled teachers that try to live the Bible that they're teaching. And we'd love to have you for Sunday school at 10. 11 o'clock begins our worship at 11 with our choir singing. And then we'll have our Sunday night service will be at 6 p.m., and then on Wednesday night, we have prayer meeting. Now, this coming Wednesday night is going to be a special meeting here. It's our Thanksgiving Eve service, and we always have a great time hearing testimonies of things that people are thankful for this year. And we are excited about that on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, the next day is Thanksgiving. I hope you have a great one a week from the day. Matter of fact, will be Thanksgiving. And we are excited about that. Amen. All right. Well, let's see. What's up now? This is our young adults. Brother Isaac Douglas is going to be featured on this one, saying, "I'll take Jesus." Amen. That's a great decision. Amen.
Struggling through my life and the choices I have made, looking to the right and left, trying to find my way. Coming to a crossroad where I caught a glimpse of Him, the Savior reaching out to me with hands that bore my sin. Well, no greater love was shown than on the cross of Calvary. So I decided then and there, the choice was clear to me. I'll take Jesus, I'll take Jesus every time. He means more to me than the world you see. There's no question in my mind, I'll take Jesus every time.
What if opportunity should rise up like the sun and shine so bright on all those promises of what I could become? Luring hands of compromise can offer wealth and fame, tempting me to turn around, denying Jesus' name. Well, I'd rather be a poor man and have riches in the truth. So without a second thought, let me tell you what I'll do.
I'll take Jesus, I'll take Jesus, I'll take Jesus every time. He means more to me than the world you see. There's no question in my mind, I'll take Jesus every time.
I'll take Jesus,
I'll take Jesus, I'll take Jesus every time. He means more to me than the world you see. There's no question in my mind, I'll take Jesus.
Take Jesus every time. Well, I tell you what's the truth. That is a great bit of advice there. That's why we preach Jesus. That's why we teach Jesus, because He's the only one that can get you to heaven, friend. And He's the only one that can make you enjoy the trip. Amen. But in our truth for today, in the book of Acts, chapter 5, Acts chapter 5, verse 42, and daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. You know, He was all of it. It was all about Him. You know, if we are to experience what they enjoyed, we're talking about the early church. If we are to enjoy what they enjoyed, we must emphasize what they emphasized. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, there is no other salvation in any other name. That's what the Word says. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Friend, it's been all about Jesus. It is all about Jesus. And it should always be about Jesus. Thank God for the truth for today. Amen. We're getting ready to pray. I hope you can join me for a moment or two. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee today, thanking You first for salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ, Thy Son and our Savior. Well, Lord, just because we've been saved for many years, it does not mean that we don't fail, come short of the glory of God. And what I'm asking You, God, today, if there'd be any wrongness in me, I pray, God, that You'd forgive me for that. And what I pray, God, today, that You would accept our thanks for all that You have done. And God, You've been good to us. And thank You for being who You are today. Thank You for Your blessings. Thank You for answer to many of our prayers. Well, I'm asking You, God, today to touch those that are listening to the sounds of faith. Bless every heart. Comfort every mind. Meet every need, I pray. Thank You, dear Lord, for Your goodness to us. There's no God like our God. And we give You glory and praise for it all. Thank You again. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Thanks be to God. Amen. We appreciate you listening today. Thank God for prayer time. And I pray that God will answer your prayer as well as mine in His own time and His will. That's what we ought to pray. It's how we ought to pray. And we appreciate what God's done already. Amen. Well, we'll hear from Miss Betty Upton right here. A beautiful song. And I love the way she sings this. It says, "It's Real."
How well do I remember how I doubted day by day? For I did not know for certain that my sins were washed away. When the Spirit tried to tell me I would not the truth receive, I endeavored to be happy and to make myself that it's real, it's real. Oh, I know it's real. Praise God, the doubts are settled. For I know it's real. When the truth came close and searching, all my joy would disappear, for I did not have the witness of the Spirit bright and clear. If at times the coming judgment would appear before my mind, oh, it made me so uneasy, for God's smile I could not find. So at last I tired of living such a life of fear and doubt, for I wanted God to give me something I would know about. the truth would make me happy and the light would clearly shine. And the Spirit gave assurance that I'm His and He is mine. Now it's real.
Real today, and well, that's really a good song and really a good job there, Miss Betty Upton. Amen. Well, let's see. This is Spencer, Leanna, and Justin and Haley singing for our last song today. I like this one as well, talking about no regrets. Amen. Boy, I tell you, I'm glad we don't have to have any regrets.
Can't be put into words. chose to live for Him. He's never anything but good to me. I've no regrets that I chose to live for Him.
Yes, amen. No regrets, I chose to live for Him. Amen. You know, that was one of the things that Paul was thankful for, that God put him into the ministry. And we're looking at some thoughts about that this week, about some things that Paul was thankful for. He writes, and we're using all of his writings to give credence to what we're trying to say. He gives us a verse in the second writings to the Corinthian church, 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. That's where we started the week. Paul was giving thankful for God's unspeakable gift. And of course, we talked about his thankfulness for deliverance from his sin. Then he was thankful for God's call on his life, putting him in the ministry. And then, of course, we've seen how he was thankful for the deliverance from sin of all believers. We looked at that at the close of the message yesterday. But today, I want to focus on two more things that I believe Paul was thankful for. I believe he was thankful for his friends and co-laborers in the purpose of God. Many times he spoke of that. I'm going to read you a couple places of that. In the book of Philippians, we've been in Philippians at the adult Bible class for some time now. And in Philippians chapter 1, if you're in the adult Bible class, you'll remember this. He says in verses 3 through 5, Paul says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. He was thankful for those friends and co-workers in the purpose of the gospel, not just the fellowship of, you know, just being together, which is a wonderful thing, but they joined their hearts and minds and hands together for the furtherance of the gospel. And, you know, he wrote in Ephesians 1:16, he talked about never ceasing to give thanks for you, he says. And then if you go to the book of Romans, I'm not going to take time to read it, but in the Romans account, in Romans chapter 16, you know, he mentions by name 34 friends, 34 co-workers that labored with him. You know, he was thankful for Luke, and who was his physician, I guess you would say, his doctor, and Barnabas, his partner in missions, and of course Timothy. How can you forget Timothy? His spiritual son, who wrote two different letters to, and of course even John Mark. Who came from failure to succeed in God's ministry. Well, I tell you, it's a blessing to have people that labor with you. You know, I know that there's people listening today that pray for the Sounds of Faith. I consider you, and this church considers you, a co-laborer in the Sounds of Faith radio ministry. Now, we don't ask for money. We've never had. We've had one person send me some money one time, and we sent it back. We are strictly funded by the giving of the folks here at Faith Baptist Church. We've never tried to sell you anything. We've never tried to. We've given you some things. If you write in, we've done that. We make no apology. We like that. I think that makes you feel a part of this broadcast. And this, you know, to me, this is as much your broadcast as it is mine or Pastor Goodman's or the church family here at Faith. And we're thankful for you. If you pray for us, you are one of our co-laborers in this ministry. But maybe you're just a Christian and you labor. We're still on the same team. You may not care much for the Sounds of Faith. You may say, well, if they had a better preacher on there, well, I might listen. You might think like that, but you know what? That's okay. But if you're still working in God's vineyard, we're still on the same team, friend. We're pulling for the same goal, seeking the same things. But so Paul was thankful for his friends and co-workers. But I think he was thankful for triumphant leadership of God. God coming through. Listen, thanks be to God, he says in 2 Corinthians. I think I've got this marked. 2 Corinthians 2 in verse 14. He says, but thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and making manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. In other words, Paul said, I'm thankful that I've got a God that's never let me down. I'm thankful that I have a God that's always brought me through. And I'm glad that I've got a God that always has triumphed over the adversary. He has defeated the adversary of this world. But you know what? I'm glad that he says that he's thankful that God has triumphed in Christ Jesus. Boy, I tell you what, today, Paul had a lot to be thankful for. And we still have a couple of things we'll give you tomorrow about this. But you know what? Every one of these things I've noticed, though I'm not Paul the Apostle, nor are you, we can be thankful for the same things. We can be thankful for the same things. I'm thankful that God saved me and brought me from, delivered me from my sin. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that of God's unspeakable gift that he gave us in his son. Hey, I'm thankful that God's called me to the ministry. I'm thankful that God's given me a little bit of vineyard to cultivate, to hoe. I'm thankful for God's service. I'm thankful for your deliverance from sin. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for friends and co-workers and helpers in the vineyard of God. Boy, I'm really thankful that I've got a God that cannot be defeated. I have a God that cannot be overthrown. I have a God that cannot be voted out or impeached. I'm glad I've got a God that can do all things. And he does all things well. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. And he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's right here with me today in this radio studio making this broadcast here at Faith Baptist Church offices. He's right there with you today. Oh, isn't that something to be thankful for? Oh, be thankful that God has always come through. Well, tomorrow we'll finish up this week of broadcast and look at a couple more things that Paul is thankful for, and we are too. But until then, until tomorrow, and God brings us back together, have a great day, be blessed, pray for us, and keep listening for the Sounds of Faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the Sounds of Faith.